health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 93. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend so far. We've got a great Tech It Out show planned for you this hour. We'll learn about what's new with apps like Fam Club and Vrbo. Asus will tell us about new gaming laptops under its ROG brand. And LG will stop by to talk with us about its latest G8 ThinkQ smartphone. All right, let's start the show. Rather than smartphones in everyone's hands, replacing the family time that we experienced in a pre-digital world, what if there was an app that encouraged family togetherness and rewards you for it? It does exist, and it's called Fam Club. It's now available for iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. Joining us on the line to explain what it is and how it works, we've got Jason Bailey with us. He not only conceived the idea, but is the CEO of Fam Club. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
It's been said good technology solves a problem. So before we talk about what Fam Club is all about, why did you come up with this idea? Was it something that you experienced as a busy father of two, perhaps?
It's exactly why. I have two teenage children who live on their phones, and I've found that just the older they get and the busier I get, it's incredibly hard to figure out how to make time for each other. You know, we still see each other every day and we talk about their day, but it's just been incredibly hard to, you know, to get them involved and, you know, to make sure I stay involved. I've also found that, you know, as a parent, and I'm sure others feel this way, that, you know, we sort of dictate to the kids how the household has to run. And I wanted to give my kids the feeling that, you know, they had a say in the household in some way. And I think Fam Club sort of delivers on all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think many of our listeners can relate to these dilemmas, let's call them. And I, too, am a father of three teenagers who have a phone in their hand all the time. But sometimes mom and dad are just as guilty as well, right?
That's right.
All right. So tell us, what's Fam Club all about?
So Fam Club is, well, it's an app, as you mentioned, on iOS, Android, iPads, on, you know, tablets, and online, that allows families to set goals for each other. We don't like to call them chores, but it, for sake of purpose here in the interview, we'll talk about, you know, their chores, right? Tell your kids, you've got to make your bed every day, you've got to do your homework every night, you've got to walk the dog or sweep the front porch. And so you set these goals for your kids. The kids are allowed to set goals, or a goal at least, for mom or dad. You know, play ball with me, or help me with my homework once a week, or, you know, I really wish you'd go running. You know, I want you to lose weight and be healthy, mom or dad. And so the kids get to set those goals. So now they feel like they have a voice in the family. And then we ask everybody to set a goal together. So family bike ride, or a family movie night, or, you know, take a walk together as a family. And then throughout the month, as everybody completes their goals, everybody gets their own way to check them off. And Fam Club tracks everybody's individual progress, but then tracks the family progress as a group. And once that group progress hits 100%, there's a monthly box subscription service that is also part of the subscription plan. And so you get a box every month, and that box has age-appropriate toys or gadgets for the kids. It's got something for mom and dad, and then it's got something that the family gets to do together. It could be as simple as, you know, a board game or something to spend when you do family movie night and stuff. So, you know, it's an app that really, you know, aims to use household chores and activities to bring families together.
Oh, interesting. Because I know there are many other family organizer apps, like a digital version of the big cork board in the kitchen with the paper calendar mm-hmm. on it, right? So it sounds like what separates Fan Club from the rest of them is the goal and the reward system. Now, some, Jason, may say it's kind of a sad state of affairs when we need to reward family time, as it should be rewarding enough. So what's your take on that? It sounds like it's more about individual goals as well, not just as a family, but hey, dad, you know, you're getting a bit of a dad bod. You should exercise a bit more. So it's not just self-serving. It could be a goal for a loved one.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, look, to your first point, I'm with you. You know, I mean, I've been a dad now for 17 years. It kills me that we sort of have to do this kind of thing. But, you know, the saying is, if you can't beat them, join them, right? So why not find a way to use technology to bring families together? And, yeah, it's not always about, you know, make your bed or, you know, do the things that kids hate to do by, you know, setting family goal time or setting something up that mom and dad have to do for the kids. It just makes everybody in the family have a voice. And it, you know, it forces them to sort of work together to accomplish this. And there's, you know, multiple levels of subscription. I mean, the app is completely free. You can use the app free of, you know, there's ads in it, but it's totally free of charge. There's also a version that's like 99 cents and you can track allowance. So maybe you just want to track your kids' progress and pay them their allowance each month. And you can do that, or the box subscription. In that case, you know, you pay for this box to come every month. It amounts to, you know, as little as like $6 a week for two kids. So you're paying your kids $3 a week for, you know, allowance. And so you work together to get this reward. And no matter which version of the app you use, the app is constantly pushing you to work together, to grow together, you know, to play together and do things together. And that's the most important thing. So free or not, you know, I think we found a way to, you know, to finally kind of get that screen time to mean a little bit more in the house.
And I like how some of the rewards encourages family connectivity, like you were saying, like a board game, like an old school mm-hmm. board game, which, you know, mom and dad and the kids can play together, which I think is great. Can you walk us through, Jason? We're chatting, by the way, with Jason Bailey. He is the CEO of Fam Club. It's a new app that not only helps families organize their time, but also lets you set goals and be rewarded for completing them. Can you walk us through how to get going, Jason? Like, you obviously you first download the app and you register, but talk to us about the interface since this is radio. Is it like a calendar? Is it like very text heavy?
No, actually. And, you know, we started designing the app so it's pleasing enough for mom and dad to use so it doesn't feel like a children's app, but it's also easy enough for, you know, younger kids. I mean, I know I've got younger cousins and nephew and niece that, you know, are in their, you know, early digits, five, six years old. So you get on to the app. It very simply asks you to set up your family. We don't ask for a lot of data either. You know, set up your name and tell us kind of, you know, where you are roughly so that we know where we're going to, you know, send your rewards. But then set up your family. And then we even let you give people nicknames, right? I call my daughter Noodle. I can even put her in the platform as Noodle. And that way everybody sees Noodle's progress and they have, you know, their nicknames for me in there. So you set up your family and then hitting, you know, setting up a goal for each other is as easy as hitting a plus button at the bottom of the screen that's always there, selecting a category. So maybe if it's in the house, it may be vacuum or sweep the floors. And then you say who you're going to assign that to. You know, I get a notification that she's walked the dog and everything is good. And then all of a sudden we call it our Neato Completo meter. It's like a little meter that tracks her progress and the family's progress.
Awesome.
We even have a little refrigerator. This is because I'm used to the days where my mom used to stick notes on the fridge. And that was the way she, you know, talked to us before we woke up to school. And so there's even the Fam Club fridge in there, and you just hit the button and you can literally post a little sticky note and you know, tell your son or daughter to have a good day or you know, tell mom to have a good day at work. So we also encourage that kind of communication outside of just the goals.
Oh, that's great. Do you foresee a future whereby you can post photos in Fam Club instead of just text? I know that, like, our family, we have a WhatsApp group chat. And if we experience something during the day and we want to take a picture of it, we can share it immediately to everyone else in our group. You know, anything like that possible?
Yeah, so that's something that's going to be done on the fridge. So you'll be able to,
right,
post the picture on the fridge. One of the other things that we've started building in now that we're officially launched and we have a lot of users in the app is we're building the Fam Club community. We want other families to be able to show how they're performing each month, and we want to encourage other families, you know, so the Jones in Arkansas, you know, completed 100% of their goals, and the Baileys in South Florida completed this many goals, and that way families start working together more than just individual families. You start working together as a community of families.
Oh, that's great. What do you think is the biggest challenge you've faced so far with Fam Club? Maybe it's a technical hurdle, or is it awareness for the app? Because there's over, 2 million apps now at both the App Store and Google Play.
Well, awareness is always one, right? So we've been slowly rolling the app out. We purposely sort of did a very soft launch to get through the technical problems, and that has been the biggest challenge. You know, it's easy for us as an app designer, because this idea was in my head, so I knew exactly what I wanted to do. Watching how people actually went into the app and the things that they would do or not do in the app was incredibly enlightening.
No doubt it's an iterative process. You've already mm-hmm. walked us through the three-tiered pricing options, Jason, but to learn more, what website would you recommend, including where we can maybe see what those optional subscription boxes look like and what you get inside?
Sure, yeah. If you're on any app store, you can just download the app for free, and you'd be able to get all that information in the app without paying anything. And so you just search Fam Club. I think on any app store, you can search chore or chores or allowance. Or you can just go to our website. It's myfamclub.com. That's fam like family. So myfamclub.com. Or check out our social media. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fam Club.
And I'll be sure to share our radio interview when it's live on social media, Jason. Thank you. Thanks so much for your time, Jason Bailey from Fam Club. Sounds great, and I'm going to check it out myself. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Speaking of apps, when we return on Tech It Out, we'll catch up with Vrbo, formerly VRBO, but it's the same app that you know and love. We'll talk about the rebranding as well. But before we continue on with the show, a quick shout out to my sponsor. Tech It Out is powered by Asus, and we will be talking with them this hour as well. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Bigger is better, especially when it comes to television. And that's the case with Samsung's new TVs, ranging in size from 65 inches all the way up to 98 inches, and in 8K resolution. What is 8K? We asked Scott Cohen from Samsung.
All of the flat screen TVs we watch right now are made up of little dots on the screen called pixels, and when all the dots work together, it creates the picture. So increasing the number of dots should increase both picture quality, picture clarity, and the overall experience. So what Samsung did is, in our 4K lineup, we have about 8 million dots or 8 million pixels. In our 8K lineup, 33 million pixels. So four times the resolution. So what the customers are going to be able to do is sit much closer, which is going to give you more detail and a more lifelike image.
Check them out at Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S. Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. The next time you're planning a getaway, maybe a road trip with some friends this summer, for example, perhaps you'll consider alternative accommodations to a hotel. Vacation rental travel demand is red hot, especially with apps like Vrbo, spelled V-R-B-O, which has been around, by the way, since the mid-90s, before smartphones and apps, but now hugely popular. If you're traveling in a group, Vrbo users can now access a feature called Trip Boards, which we're going to learn about now. And joining us on the line to chat is Bill Furlong. He's the vice president of Vrbo's America's business. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
All right, Bill, just to start us off, tell us about Vrbo. What's the app all about?
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, when people are planning a vacation home rental, you know, the process they go through really almost always involves other people. And that's because vacation homes are typically rented by families and friends when they're getting together on vacation. And as you may have experienced when you're planning that kind of a trip, you're usually making the decision with another group of people. You're not making it on your own. In fact, our data says that 86% of people when they're planning a trip do it with other people. And so we wanted to build a set of features that would make that easier. We'd ultimately like the experience of planning your vacation rental to be as delightful and wonderful as actually staying in the place itself. And so we built Trip Boards to do exactly that and to take the pain out of the process and put some fun into it.
So can you tell us about the Vrbo trip boards?
Yeah, you know, friends and family has been the place that Vrbo has focused for quite some time. And we've done it really principally by having the kinds of homes that you can't find anywhere else. So when you're planning a trip with friends and family, you typically want a place that is the whole home. It's got a couple of bedrooms. It might have its own pool. It might be walking distance to the slope or have a media room, really spectacular, special properties. And that's what Vrbo has specialized in for almost 25 years. But what we wanted to do is to take that one step further by making the tools that you can have to plan that trip better than anywhere else.
We're chatting with Bill Furlong, Vice President of Vrbo's Americas business. We're learning about the Vrbo app as well as the Tripboards feature. Tell us about the new rebranding. If I'm not mistaken, Vrbo was once pronounced VRBO.
Yeah, that's right. So we recently changed both the branding, the logo of Vrbo, and the pronunciation. As you said, it used to be called VRBO, and now it's called Vrbo. And then, you know, that was one of those changes that was in many ways an inspired choice driven by our customers. So we changed the name to Vrbo. We created a new logo and a new look to really, sort of signal and represent that process of embracing a whole new set of tools and features to make planning a trip for friends and family easier than ever before.
What about those listening who want to list their property, be it a cottage or cabin or a condo? What's the process like?
Yeah, we try to make that process as quick and easy as possible. So you just go to Vrbo.com. There's a little link at the top right of the page that'll say list your property. When you click on that, we do a couple of things. One, the first question a lot of people want to know is, how much rental income could I earn if I rented my property on Vrbo? And so when they put in their address, they can just find out how much they're going to earn on Vrbo for their cottage outside Toronto or for their place outside Winnipeg or in Whistler, wherever it is around Canada. And so that's usually the first step, and people find that they can earn typically as much as, you know, $30,000 a year renting out their property. And then we, you know, ask for a couple of questions about the property so that we have a basic profile. And in a very short period of time, we'll have you up and running on Vrbo.
Just as we wrap up, Bill, what are the costs like? How does that work?
Yeah, so if you're renting a property on Vrbo, the pricing is set by the owner. So each owner sets their own pricing. And, you know, one of the great things about having 2 million properties around the globe is we've got properties that are at every price point. If you're looking for a super affordable vacation for your family, you can find it on Vrbo. If you're looking for that once-in-a-lifetime place to stay where you are willing to spend more because it's going to be the most memorable vacation you've ever taken, you can find that on Vrbo as well. So we offer properties at every price point.
But you don't pay Vrbo. So you just pay the people renting the property.
Yeah, when you check out on Vrbo and you pay for your place, you'll actually have a couple of different components of the pricing. You'll have the rent that's charged by the owner. There's sometimes fees for things like housekeeping. There's taxes, and then there's a service fee that Vrbo charges as part of that transaction as well.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. What is it, a percentage? Is it a flat rate?
Yep, it's a percentage of the transaction.
Okay, and roughly how much would that be?
It varies, but typically it'll be somewhere in the range of, you know, 5 to 10% roughly, depending on the transaction size.
Okay. And what if you're putting your own property up for rent? Do you pay anything to Vrbo?
Yeah, if you're putting your own property up for rent, you've got a couple of options. The most typical one chosen by a new owner listing on the site is a paper booking program where you just pay a small commission as a percentage of the booking. That commission amount is typically 5% for an owner that's going to list their property on Vrbo. And so, you know, one of the things we try to do is to make sure that our owners have a great way to turn this into savings for them. And so with that 5%, they keep 95% of the income themselves, which allows them at times to take the best vacation of their lives because they own a spectacular vacation rental home themselves.
All right, Bill, thanks so much for your time. The website is Vrbo.com, V-R-B-O.com, or you can just go to the App Store to download Vrbo to your iPhone or iPad or to the Google Play Store for an Android device. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All right. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
In the next segment of Tech It Out, we're going to talk with Asus to learn about its ROG, or Republic of Gamers, line of laptops. They just unveiled them at an event in New York City. I was there. So we'll bring you up to speed when we return. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
You're listening to Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Welcome back to the program. All right, we're here with Vivian Lien, Global Head of Marketing for Asus Gaming Division, ROG, or Republic of Gamers, here at this awesome event in New York City. Thanks for having us and hosting us, by the way.
Hey, thank you for having me here on the show.
This is great to have you on. I know that a lot of my listeners are gamers, or they have kids who play games. We can't ignore these huge phenomenons like Fortnite and Apex Legends. So obviously PC gaming in particular, very hot right now. So let's talk about what this event is all about. What's the event called and what were you showcasing here today?
Sure. So here in New York, we're having this event called Redefine 2019. We couldn't think of a better opportunity to really make that bold statement. This time we're unveiling a brand new portfolio of gaming products, really top to bottom. So as you know, our Republic of Gamers brand is really all about dedicated to gamers. And so this time we are introducing brand new laptops, ROG Mothership, which we unveil at CES, but now we're telling you it will be available this quarter. And then we're expanding our portfolio of Zephyrus.
Before you get to the Zephyrus line and some other laptops, I did want to interject and just say how awesome the Mothership is. So for our listeners who never saw any of my coverage from the Consumer Electronics Show, the videos that I did, this is a really unique concept and the first of its kind. Perhaps you can tell our listeners what the ROG Mothership hybrid laptop desktop is all about.
Yeah, sure. So we have a history of making devices that often kind of tell the future. And a couple years ago, we really wanted to challenge ourselves to look at this, what we call desktop replacement category of gaming laptops. Traditionally, they're bulky, they sit on your desk, and they have a lot of power, but they're also very, let's just say, not very mobile. And so we wanted to change that up. And so first thing that we did was to figure out a way to give it a better cooling, because that is really the pivotal thing about gaming.
Sure.
And so we went with a vertical design where the gaming laptop stands up. It has a kickstand. And what that does is not only for stability, but the kickstand allows airflow to go in. But just a subtle change like that, very, very creative, and allows for a lot more performance. On top of that, we took it on ourselves to really figure out how to make gaming experience more comfortable. So this laptop has a removable keyboard that you can game wired or wirelessly. One of the things that we've noticed throughout research is gamers, when they're gaming, they like to sit at an angle. And they also like to be able to stay very close to a device or sometimes to be very far. So this kind of a versatile design really really addresses the needs.
Right. Some games are what we call lean-in experience, like Apex Legends or Fortnite, like we were saying earlier, where you've got your left hand on the WASD keys and your right hand is on the mouse and you're leaning in and you're really into the action. Others are more of a kickback or lean-back experience where your feet might be up on the table and you have a game controller in your hands, right? You may be playing more of an arcade-like game or a car racing game. So the Mothership allows for both applications, if you will. So you can carry it around like a laptop, and then, as you mentioned, the kickstand props open, the screen is vertical, and it's a gorgeous screen too, right? Supporting 4K with high dynamic range. But then you can remove that keyboard and place it however is most comfortable for you in front of you. So really cool stuff. That's called the Mothership. Now, I'm sorry, Vivian, that I interrupted you earlier. You were going to mention some of the other innovations, and we are talking only about gaming laptops at this event, correct?
Yes. So coming up, we will be releasing a brand new portfolio of products taking advantage of the latest Intel Core processor, the ninth generation, mm-hmm. as well as the brand new NVIDIA graphics. So what that allows us to do is really scale our Zephyrus lineup. And for the first time, we're really looking at a combination of not only hardware, but price point and features. So today, we're introducing a new Zephyrus called the GA502, and we have another one called GU502. You'll be able to get it starting from $999 or $1199 at Best Buy for some of the configurations. We're bringing the affordability to the masses, but at the same time still giving you that thin gaming experience that a lot of people love.
Yeah, because I know a lot of our listeners who play computer games know that the hardware, the machines, can be quite expensive. It often has a premium price tag because you're paying for a really fast processor and all the latest graphics processing unit, as well as the kind of screen that you want with fast refresh rates to keep up with that action to reduce latency or lag. So to hear prices like that, which is more in line with a regular laptop, that is really impressive from a gaming laptop perspective when it comes to price. That's a big announcement, I think.
Yeah, and the other thing that we're bringing to the table is not only taking advantage of what's available from NVIDIA and Intel, but we're adding our secret sauce. This time we're talking about our intelligent cooling with ROG Boost. What that means is when you're buying a graphics card, there's actually a lot of untapped potential with the hardware. And so through our cooling design, we're able to give you more mileage for the money, if you will, so that, you know, you benefit from the additional performance, but really, you know, you're not paying additional money for it. And I think that's a win-win.
And then I also know here you announced a partnership with BMW when it comes to design, sort of foretelling where we may go in the near future and showing some concepts. Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. Like any creative mind, sometimes we look outside of our comfort zone and we look for inspiration. In this case, we elected to work with BMW Design Works, and we really try to leverage their expertise in automotive and our expertise in computer design, trying to figure out what the future of gaming will look like. One of the things that we identified early on was people don't use computers as a single purpose device. It's really something that they do multiple things with, like gaming laptops. We talked about people use it for gaming and content creation. And so we created this concept called Face Off. Face Off is really is a culmination of a lot of things, but a few things we're very excited about. One, we're really imagining a user scenario where you have digital and analog. So you have your digital experience through the PC, but you have an analog device that allows you to interact with it. And, you know, I wish the listeners can see the visuals, but it's a really cool concept to be able to kind of take the best of both worlds. The other thing is we're looking into the future of gaming and look at what that may be. One of the things that we believe could be a reality is this augmented gaming through projection. So instead of controlling through touch or keyboard and mouse that you're familiar with, imagine a world like Minority Report where everything is projected. Your game becomes projected and your action is part of that projection. It takes a lot of technology advancements that we don't have today, but our job is to dream of the future and then push that industry forward.
And hopefully apply for some patents to protect that idea.
There you go.
Awesome. Yeah. So for our listeners who want to learn more about ROG or Republic of Gamers, this line of gaming rigs from Asus, and the new laptops that were unveiled today, is there a website you'd recommend?
Yes, please go to asus.com/US for more information.
All right. Vivian, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on everything.
Well, thank you so much.
And it's great to see you.
Yeah, happy gaming.
We'll return momentarily with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Did you know getting your children vaccinated is one of the most effective ways to protect them from 16 potentially harmful diseases, including measles, meningitis, and whooping cough?
Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. Vaccine-preventable diseases may lead to serious illness, hospitalization, and even death. Please talk with your doctor about protecting your children from vaccine-preventable diseases and make certain your family is up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. We just heard from ASUS, the title sponsor on this program, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info, including the ROG, or Republic of Gamers line of laptops we just heard about. So I hope you enjoyed that interview. And now, as promised, we're going to talk with LG about its new smartphone called the G8 ThinQ. I know many of my listeners are itching to upgrade their smartphone this spring, either because they're just so ready for a change, or perhaps their carrier told them that they can now upgrade through their wireless plan with no penalty. Either way, if you're looking for a new smartphone, we're now going to learn about the LG G8 ThinQ. Joining us on the line to tell us all about it is Ash Mollet. He is the Senior Brand Manager for Mobile Communications at LG Electronics. Welcome, Ash. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. And I just received the phone in a box moments before I called to interview you. So I'm anxious to play around with this new device. Now, it's no secret that there's a lot of competition in the smartphone space these days. What makes the G8 ThinQ special?
For sure, yeah. There's a couple of really innovative features that we've built into the GA. But aside from those innovative features, which we'll talk about, we've really delivered what I'll call a refined minimalist design. We have enhanced front and rear facing cameras. We always have the incredible audio experience that LG has been known for. But one of the things that I'm excited to talk about is what we call Air Motion, which is what is a state-of-the-art touchless control for a smartphone.
All right, Air Motion, and I am going to ask you more about that because that is, I think, one of the key differentiators between the LG G8 ThinQ and other devices. And ThinQ, we should tell our listeners, is spelled T-H-I-N-Q, and that's a name we often hear on your TVs as well. And that refers to AI or artificial intelligence. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. It's LG's overarching platform that connects our home appliance, home entertainment, and mobile businesses with an AI platform that, you know, is going to make everyday usage of all of those types of appliances, TVs, and phones a really seamless process in the smart home of the future.
Yeah, and thanks for reminding me. That's also a phrase used for your appliances as well, like your washers and dryers and kitchen appliances too. So AI, so does that mean it helps analyze what you are doing on the phone and it see, for example, what apps you like to use the most and optimize it to run faster? Or does it apply artificial intelligence to the photography part of the phone where it'll help you be a better photographer even when you're not? That kind of thing?
For sure, yeah, exactly. It does all of those things. So when it comes to the camera capabilities specifically, we have what's called an AI cam, which we also had on the G7 One and the G7 that we released. It really takes, you know, smartphone photography into the modern age in the sense that the phone is actually able to detect what you're shooting in real time and it recommends optimal settings for you. So if you're someone who wants to get into photography but isn't exactly sure what types of filters to apply, what types of settings to apply, all you need to do is go into AI Cam, hold it over whatever the subject is, whether it's a landscape, a cityscape, a dog, a flower, food. Your phone will recognize what it is and give you the best settings for it. Now, in terms of the actual user experience for the consumer, the AI capabilities will also learn from you over time. So if there's certain types of notifications that you always open when you receive them, it'll actually give you those notifications more frequently and prioritize them over some of the things that you traditionally will swipe away because, you know, they're not as important to you.
Oh, cool. Okay. And is it similar to the G7 ThinQ phone where not only when you point it to, say, a dog or a flower, does it optimize the camera to take the best photo of that subject, but it'll also tell you on the screen what you're looking at. And that's not even in the cloud. That's built into the storage or the memory of the device itself.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, so you see a little word hover. I always thought that was so fascinating. Whatever it's looking at, it'll tell you on the screen what it's looking at. But more importantly, behind the scenes, it optimizes the camera for that subject.
And I think to your point, the important thing for consumers is it lives on your phone. So if you're traveling and you want to take photos, you don't need to be connected to a data service, which might force you to incur, you know, roaming charges. When you're taking photos, it actually does everything. All the computing is directly done on the phone.
Yeah, great point. We're chatting with Ash Molay. He's the senior brand manager for mobile communications at LG Electronics. Just the man we want to talk to when we're learning about the LG G8 ThinQ, which just made its debut. So let's talk a little bit more about the camera before we move on to that air motion feature you teased us about. You can shoot 4K video with this camera, I'm assuming, so perfect for those new TVs that offer four times the resolution of HD.
Absolutely, yes. It's great not just for TV consumption, but if you're someone who, you know, considers yourself to be a content creator, as platforms, social media platforms improve their streaming capabilities, your phone is going to be future-proof. So you can record in 4K now and continue to do that for years to come.
What's the selfie camera or front-facing camera like? Is it good for if you and your buddies want to huddle together and take a shot somewhere for Instagram? What's the front-facing camera like?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've done some really incredible things with the front-facing camera with this device. It is an 8-megapixel camera, but more importantly, we've integrated what's called a Z camera into this device. The Z camera actually measures depth. So when you're taking photos, this device is able to map out in real time where you or the subject is standing versus the background. Rather than relying on software-based solutions, it can actually map it out in such a way that you get better quality selfies when you're taking photos.
Cool. And we all know how important those selfies are. When we return, we're going to continue our chat with LG to learn about the G8 ThinQ smartphone. Stay with us. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're chatting with Ash Molay, Senior Brand Manager for Mobile Communications at LG Electronics. We're learning about the LG G8 ThinQ. Now let's talk air motion. This is a new feature introduced to the LG smartphones in 2019. What does this mean? I mean, the name hints at what it could be, but please tell us about it.
For sure, yeah. So one of the things that we've been able to do with this device is incorporate what's called a TOF, or time of flight sensor, into the front of this phone. A time of flight sensor is exactly what it sounds like. It's able to detect the time of flight between the actual phone and whatever is above the phone. So really what it does is it creates like a real-time map of anything that's interacting with the phone above the screen. What that means for a consumer is you can actually do things like answer and hang up a phone call, launch your favorite apps, start playing music, turn your volume up and down, all without ever having to touch your phone. You just hold your hand above the device, it recognizes your hand, and you're able to interact with it that way. Now, the user benefit to that, consumers might ask, well, like, why do I want to do this?
That's exactly what I was just going to ask you. What's an application for when you don't want to touch your phone? Maybe your hands are busy or dirty or something?
Well, that's exactly it. I think the most obvious one is, you know, if your hands are dirty, if you're cooking, if you are, you know, a mechanic, if you're painting, any time where your hands are dirty and, you know, we've all been there where we have to wipe our hands on our pants before we touch our phone. But the other important one for Canadians is if you're wearing gloves in the winter. Obviously, you know, it's springtime now, but it kind of still feels like it might be winter at any given moment. So the advantage to this is when you're out, in frigid temperatures, you don't need to take your gloves off. If you get a phone call, you can just hold your hand with your gloves on above the screen and swipe left or right to answer or hang up a phone call.
All right. So I was going to say, since this is radio, what are some of the gestures you can do? So that's like accepting a call, swiping between messages, all just by waving left or right, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. So the main gestures are left or right. And then to adjust the volume, you just hold your hand above the phone. It recognizes after 2 seconds, it knows that's what you're trying to do. And then you're able to actually turn your hand the way that you would a manual dial on a radio or a stereo system. You would just do that in the air and it would recognize it.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds like there's some practical applications here. I was concerned that it might be a bit gimmicky, but that sounds pretty neat. I'm looking forward to trying this out myself. Just a couple more quick questions about the G8, Ash. Is there expandable memory? And if so, what size micro SD cards can you snap in?
Yeah, absolutely. The device does support micro SD cards up to 2 terabytes. So you can really expand this thing with, quite substantially. And all it really takes is for you to carry around a couple of SD cards and you can expand your phone infinitely.
Wow. And what's the core memory or the built-in or internal memory that it comes with? Is it 128?
Exactly.
Okay, so 128 gigs, which is ample for many. And if you're going to stream services like Spotify or Netflix, that should be fine. But if you'd like to download a lot of apps or store a lot of photos and 4K video, you may want to opt to put in a micro SD card.
Yeah.
And then second last question, what is what LG calls a second year promise? What does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that's really important for us as a brand is to give consumers a phone that's going to last the full length of their contract. So what we've done is actually incorporated what we're calling a second-year promise, and it's a second-year warranty. So the standard manufacturer's warranty that you would expect from a smartphone today is actually being carried through for a full year in addition. So if you have any issues that are manufacturer's defects, anything that's related to the phone not working properly because of those types of defects, you are covered for a full 24 months from the date of your purchase.
Okay. Yeah, you don't hear that from other manufacturers. So that's pretty cool. And then finally, the LG G8 ThinQ, how much does it cost? Which carriers are supported and where can we learn more about the device?
For sure. So the device is currently available for as low as $0, depending on the type of plan that you end up choosing with your carrier. In terms of availability, it is available at most national retailers as well as the carriers. I would encourage consumers to follow up with their specific carrier if they have any questions about the device.
All right, Ash Mollet, Senior Brand Manager for Mobile Communications at LG Electronics. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Tech It Out show. We first spoke about Fam Club, a new app for families, followed by the latest from Vrbo, another app that is certainly trendy this time of year as we're traveling a lot more. Then we shifted gears and spoke with Asus about its ROG, or Republic of Gamers, line of laptops. And finally, LG with its G8 ThinQ smartphone. Going back to Asus, I do want to thank them one last time for being the title sponsor on Tech It Out for 2018. Tech It Out is brought to you
by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Catch up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Company and affiliates.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. In San Diego County this afternoon, a shooting. The sheriff there says one man's been detained in connection with the shooting at a synagogue. At least three people may have been wounded. No other details are forthcoming, as authorities are on the scene. It's been a week since the deadly bombings of churches and hotels in Sri Lanka that took the lives of over 250 people. Reverend Jude Fernando, who's the church administrator at one of the churches that was targeted, said luckily many of the churchgoers were kneeling to pray when the bomb went off, and that helped save many lives.
And during the prayers of the faithful, the custom is they kneel down, the community. That's why nobody was standing and the damage was less.
Fernando says the suicide bomber seemed tense just before the blast.
This area, when he blasted, he was little nerved. He was not nervous a little bit, and he was just trying to walk here and there, but he couldn't move.
Meanwhile, militants linked to the bombings opened fire and set off explosives during a raid by Sri Lankan security forces on a house in the country's east, leaving behind 15 bodies, including six children. The gun battle comes amid widespread fear of more attacks as officials hunt for militants with explosives believed to still be at large. At least one person's reported dead, homes destroyed by a powerful cyclone that struck northern Mozambique this week. A UN humanitarian affairs spokesman says Cyclone Kenneth was a powerful storm with lingering effects.
With maximum sustained wind reportedly reaching speeds of 225 kilometers per hour, and gusts that reached 270 kilometers per hour. The storm ripped off roofs of some homes, and it continues to generate heavy rainfall, resulting in flooding as it moves across Mozambique.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
A consumer alert for parents with small children: another children's rocker sleeper is being recalled. We get the details from correspondent Ed Donahue.
A company called Kids 2 is recalling nearly 700,000 rocker sleepers.
Since 2012, there have been five infant deaths involving this rocking sleeper after infants rolled over while unrestrained or other circumstances.
Patty Davis at the Consumer Product Safety Commission says the sleepers are soft padded cradles that rock or vibrate to help put babies to sleep.
There are some parents who may want to keep using their rocking sleepers, but we recommend that they do not.
Fisher-Price recalled more than 4 million of its similar rock-and-play sleepers a few weeks ago. More than 30 babies died over the past decade. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Texas has settled a federal lawsuit over the state's bungled search for non-citizens among the state's 16 million registered voters.
The agreement announced Friday ends an effort by Texas election officials that led to the state wrongly questioning the U.S. citizenship of tens of thousands of voters. Texas will also pay $450,000 to civil rights groups that sued after the state announced in January that it had identified nearly 100,000 people who were potentially ineligible to vote. Patrick Foss reporting.
Japanese entertainment and electronics company Sony Corp back into profitability, boosted by robust demand for game software and network services, as well as gains from Spotify. Sony reported a $787 million profit in the last quarter. It's a reversal from the losses racked up in the previous year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It takes honor, it takes courage, it takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends.
Welcome to another hour of Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and our show is brought to you by Bridgestone. They're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. The topic at hand is antivirus, anti-malware, and protecting your Internet of Things devices with Bitdefender. Joining me is Dan Berthe. He's the Internet of Things Director for Bitdefender. You can go to bitdefender.com if you want to see more. Dan, when I look online, a lot of the reviews I'm seeing keep saying the same thing over and over again, which is that it's really well known for being easy to use.
We actually have one feature that we call Autopilot that we, you know, once you turn the thing on, the product does most of the thing for you. You don't even have to go in and do anything. And most of our customers enjoy going back and hitting the scan button just to make sure that they have the peace of mind that their computer is safe and so on. But, you know, by the time they do hit scan, we already took care of that. It's just that there's just this habit of, you know, people wanting to have a little bit of control of that. But it's interesting, when you enable autopilot, sometimes customers come in and say, well, the product's now silent. It doesn't tell me anything. Does it work? Because they wanted it to be quiet, and then they check it out. They really want to go back in there. But, yeah, I think there's two things that people care most about when it comes to cybersecurity is please don't affect the performance of my computer and please catch all the viruses. So we score best at both, and I'm proud to say that. It's one of the rewarding things. And making a package that's acceptable and easy to use for everybody from large groups of people. And you're right. We have a a sizable amount of customers who are in their late years, and it's they're comfortable using the product. But then this is the classic lineup, as we call it. It's the product that everybody has used over the years, from Total Security to Internet Security and so on. We've been investing in innovations in the last few years, and we kind of changed that all with BeatBox. I'm sure that kind of reinvented a little bit the whole market.
Yeah, and that kind of helps us transition right into talking about this new Bitdefender box, is that it looks like it's really easy to use, and it's like an unobtrusive way to get security on a lot of different devices in one really simple way.
One of the biggest surprises that people have is to find out how many connected devices they have in their home. Apparently, that's not something that comes obvious. I mean, you obviously think, you know, if I ask you, hey, how many devices do you have? And you're gonna enumerate a couple. You're going to say, hey, I have this PC, I have this laptop, I have this iPad, maybe I have this connected camera and a couple of others, maybe a smart TV. But you're going to forget about the printer. You're going to forget about the network attached storage device, about the Wi-Fi scale you bought some time ago. And there's a bunch of things that you just don't have visibility about.
Yeah, there's the Chromecast, there's the Amazon Stick, you know.
There you go. So all these things are computers. There are computers that sit on the network. They're always online. And just like any other computer, they need security. So in order to be able to provide security for these things, we couldn't make what we normally did, build these programs. You could deploy on them. You could install on them like you would on your PC, because most of these do not support it. So for that reason, we had to invent something that was it turned out to be a physical device, which we call Bitdefender Box. And it's a device that sits on the network next to the router. And once you're done with that part, well, if you've used a security product in the past, which is our Total Security product that just installed on the PC, you don't have to connect any cables and do any setup at the network level, of course. So this is the new step, where you install this thing in there. And once you're done, it detects all the devices in the network, and you get to see which is which. And then you deploy Total Security, which is included with this, which is our product, that award-winning product that we talked about earlier, or is that Chromecast on the network invisible to Box, so it can, you know, detect any threats to it and block them and so on. So to your point about simplicity, since everything is just bundled in together, as you see a list of everything and you see that everything is going through Box and taken care of in their security, you just significantly decrease the time managing all these things individually.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT Line Turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo.
Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S. Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and let's continue our conversation with Dan Berthe, the Internet of Things Director for Bitdefender. People are getting more and more Internet-connected devices every day. If you're going to go buy a new fridge these days, chances are it's probably got some kind of Internet of Things ability added on to it. If you buy a new washing machine, it's probably going to have a ability to connect to the internet and talk to the parent company about there's anomalies here, the washing machine is not working properly. So every day people are adding more devices into their home that are more and more weak points in their security if they don't have any kind of Bitdefender box protecting them.
A lot of companies put a lot of effort in securing these devices, and it's not necessarily the devices, the culprits themselves, but it's the attackers that look at these devices on the network and say, there's just computing power sitting around. Wonder if I could use it. So just to give you an example, there were 30,000 of these connected smart fridges, to your point, online. And this was a couple of years ago. This is a really good story. And these things, who knew there were so many online? And some hacker figured out that they can install a botnet and send spam and make money off of them. On these connected fridges, and they did, and nobody knew, because there's nothing, there's nothing you're going to see on the interface. There's really not much you can. So the way they figured it out is they were seeing anomalous traffic at the ISP level, and then somebody rang the bell, and they were calling customers saying, hey, you're doing spam, and if you got that call, you'd be like, I'm not doing spam,
right?
And it was it was one of those things where people just found out things about their device and that they had no idea. So it was the Mira attack on the connected cameras. Now there's really good connected cameras, and there's cameras that maybe have hardware that somebody got off the shelf from a OEM manufacturer, and then they threw in a old version of a firmware that wasn't patched with the latest security updates, and a hacker could just go in and try the common user and password combinations and get in, install a little package, say mine cryptocurrency or something silly, and do that, and that's what they'll do. The hackers are all about making money, and when you see instead of typically, we used to have a PC in our home, and that was the only thing connected, and maybe there was our phone. But now there's all these other things, and to a hacker's eyes, these look like computing machines, like server farms, just sitting there waiting to be used for whatever nefarious purposes they may have. And yeah, that's the concern. So putting Box in is going to enable you to fence off a lot of these attacks. So when the hacker's going to go in and try to use a combination of username and password that they know is typical for that device, we'll catch that and we'll block that. When you're setting up some of these products, you sign in with, you create an account and you sign in and you connect it to your network, and then it saves your Wi-Fi password, locally in its memory, and it's maybe sending it to their cloud, whatever. So what happens is if you manage to attack a connected smart plug and get access to it, root access to it, you could retrieve your Wi-Fi password. So just imagine a scenario where the bad guy is scanning the internet for these devices. They detect them on the internet. There's a
sort of like a Google out there for connected devices called Showdown. You just go in there and check millions of cameras around the world that are accessible from the outside, and you can see in people's homes, which is creepy, but that's not what these people do because they don't have the time for it. What makes sense is to make money. So what they do is they break into these things. They retrieve your Wi-Fi password maybe, or maybe they found your account information that you logged in with, and maybe then they take that information, maybe use your Gmail account or your Yahoo account or whatever have you, and then you take that out of there and the password you use, and maybe use that password somewhere else. And I'm gonna use those credentials and try to break into your bank account. So it kind of gets really ugly when somebody harvesting these. I mean, one hacker is going to go in, is going to break into this thing and harvest this information, and they're going to sell it to somebody else who's going to take the time to try to break into other accounts and then, you know, steal your identity or who knows. It's, you know, we don't want to paint a picture of a bleak world where people just do this stuff, but it's real. We've seen it. We've done our research, and we've seen these devices being broken into, and we had access to these very intimate pieces of information.
Right, and it seems to be increasing, especially with people's ability to build programs that can just automate this for them, where it's like, okay, I have this username and password, I feed it into my program that I've made, and it will automatically go and try every bank website. And instead of imagining somebody sitting there trying a password everywhere, it suddenly makes a lot more sense when you can imagine somebody just feeding it into a program and then that program automatically going and
exactly
trying it everywhere. So it is exactly real, and it's kind of spooky. So on that note, the Bitdefender box is available right now, right?
Yep, you're right. We're, you know, it's available on our website on bitdefender.com, but you also find it at, you know, your popular outlets. You find it on Amazon and Best Buy and other places as well, and Fry's. And this is a global product, so this is it's exciting for us that we're actually making it available in other markets as well. So there's people in Germany and people in France and people in Japan and people in Canada who can get this as well right now. It's kind of exciting.
Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jason. This was a great chat.
All right. Well, if people want to go find out more, go to bitdefender.com, or if you want to go exactly to the info on the box, go to bitdefender.com/box. This is PopTech Radio. We'll be right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to PopTech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and I'm talking now with Rory Aronson. He's the CEO of FarmBot. And so, Rory, let's talk about how you got into the world of farming, because like a lot of inventors and coders and things like that, they don't plan on being in farming, but then once they start using their skills of product design and coding, you have to solve the world's problems, and food is way up there at the top.
Yeah, so I actually studied mechanical engineering, but have always also been interested in software and kind of system design, you know, broad level thinking. And, you know, like you said, you begin thinking about problems and you begin thinking about your knowledge and your skill set and where you can apply it. And you try and find something that is meaningful and needed. And, yeah, you usually come down to somewhat fundamental human needs, food, water, shelter, things that, broadly speaking, are required for human life and are required for people to survive and thrive. And so when I was in school back in about 2010, I was studying engineering, but I decided to take an organic agriculture class as well because I was growing a garden at home and I wanted to learn more about, you know, what are these systems that allow all this food to be on the grocery store shelves, that allow this food to be at the farmer's market and in my refrigerator. And so I took this class, and during the class there was a guest lecturer who was actually a local farmer, and he came in and was excited to tell us about his newest tractor technology. And this tractor had cameras and computer vision software that allowed the tractor to identify the weeds in his field and then distinguish those weeds from the lettuce plants and then be able to use a tilling implement to remove the weeds while protecting the lettuce plants. And so this was a very new technology at the time. You know, this was one of the first machines of its kind, and because of that, very, very expensive. I think the machine was upwards of $1 million. But for this particular farmer, that was actually well worth it because normally he was doing this weeding process with a handful of day laborers, and it was backbreaking work. And this machine was able to do all that work, you know, essentially as long as they wanted to run the tractor for, and it actually did it more efficiently. And that's really where I got the idea for FarmBot. I said, hey, that's awesome technology. What a neat use of cameras and computer vision and robotics applied to farming. And I was working at the time with 3D printers and laser cutters and, you know, DIY fabrication technologies. And I said, why can't we have something similar at home? You know, this was a time when 3D printing was just taking off, where you could get for $2,000 a 3D printer in your garage and you could start manufacturing stuff at home. This is a time when there were desktop laser cutter systems just coming onto the market where you could do more of this manufacturing in your makerspace or your garage or at the public library. And I said, let's apply this technology to farming, and we could probably develop a machine that's small scale, relatively affordable, you know, not $1 million, but, you know, maybe in the few thousand dollar range. And we could grow our own food at home and it be all automated. It could be, you know, computer controlled. It could be smart, data driven, all the things that are amazing about 3D printing and DIY fabrication and the open source hardware and software movement. Let's bring all that to farming at the small scale. So all these ideas were kind of circulating around mechanical engineering, software development, systems thinking, and they eventually formed into what is now FarmBot today.
Over the last year or two, I've had a little Miracle-Gro Aero Garden, which is just the like idiot-proof hydroponic system that you can have in your kitchen and grow tomatoes and things like that. And what I've found is having that stuff regularly growing in my kitchen, I use it a lot, and it's fun, but it's also low maintenance, and that's one of the best things, is that farming is not as popular as it could be or as popular as going to the store because people have busy lives and they just don't get around to it. But when it's at your house and it's mostly taken care of for you, it really you start to see the benefit immediately, and you don't need very many plants going at all before suddenly you have more than you personally need, and you can start giving it to your friends. And then that whole thing that happens when you start farming, when anybody you know that has a garden happens, where you share, and suddenly you have enough food for you and everyone you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's the big benefit of FarmBot, is that, you know, yes, we could scale the technology to serve existing farmers and perhaps make their operations more efficient or more sustainable, and that'd be a great benefit to society. But I think the larger potential of FarmBot is at the small scale. It's not in making a few mega farms more efficient. It's making 100,000 mini farms distributed across the world that are in people's backyards, they're on their rooftops, they're in little greenhouses, they're at schools, and people are now more connected than they were before to the food.
Stay tuned for the rest of our conversation with Rory Aronson from FarmBot. This is Pop Tech Radio. We'll be right back.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Coming to the Cascade Theater May 1st, Storm Large and her band, Le Bonheur. Vocalist Storm Large's stage persona is bigger than life. She shot to fame as a finalist on Rockstar Supernova, then began touring with Pink Martini as their second vocalist. She brings her luscious and fierce vocals back to the Cascade with her band May 1st. Don't miss Storm Large May 1st at the Cascade. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
PopTech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and we're still talking with Rory Aronson. He's the CEO of FarmBot. And let's get back to our conversation where we left off. He was talking about focusing on small personal gardens over industrial-sized farms.
So the potential to get 100,000 mini farms distributed across the world, that's really exciting because we're getting people involved in the food production process. They're caring about how the food is grown. They're excited to share that process with people. Ultimately, the produce is going to be fresher. It's going to be grown ideally more sustainably than something that they bought at the grocery store. They're going to be more self-sufficient and reliant in case of a natural disaster or, something like that. And that's an exciting prospect for us, is having FarmBot as what we call a home appliance that is readily available, it's relatively low cost, and space permitting, most people would have a FarmBot because it would just make sense. You know, in the same way that most people have a washing machine and a dryer, if their home or apartment can accommodate it, most people, we hope, would have a FarmBot in 10 years if they have the space for it, because it's just so easy to use, it's so relatively affordable, and you can kind of put it on autopilot and be getting the benefit of fresh produce, but not be having the burden of, oh, well, I don't know what I'm doing, and I would need to spend a lot of time learning, or, oh, I go out of town frequently, and there's just no way I can take care of this garden, or, oh, I got a little bit lazy, or, you know, my family came into town, and we got busy, and we stopped tending the garden, and it got overgrown with weeds. You know, you take all of that away, nobody argues with having fresh produce right in your backyard. Everybody loves that. It tastes great. It's healthy. It's exciting and fun. So if we can automate that whole process and make FarmBot this no-brainer appliance to have, that's really when we'll see a lot of impact of this technology.
So let's talk about ease of use and really how it works for people who are interested and maybe for people who are afraid that they don't have enough computer programming ability to trust themselves to buy it and actually being able to put it together and make it work.
Mm-hmm. So FarmBot right now, to be clear, is an early technology. It is, you know, I've been working on it for almost 5 years now, but we only really became a company and began selling products and having a team as of a year and a half or 2 years ago. So it's very early days for us. If you think back to 3D printing 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was for the hardcore early adopters, right? It was a somewhat difficult technology to work with, relatively, you know, more expensive than compared to today. And, you know, you needed to be kind of a geek about the technology to get involved with it, to deal with its initial shortcomings. But it's those early adopters that then ultimately infused ideas and money and people's time and resources into the technology that has brought it to where it is today. And now you see 3D, there's 3D printers for everyone, it seems like. And you can get a 3D printer for $200 or $300. That's, you know, we're going to follow a similar arc with FarmBot. Right now, we're in that first few years where it's very early technology. It is still somewhat difficult to work with. It requires over 20 hours of assembly time to put the hardware together. The software is powerful, but it can be tedious at times to configure something. The data that backs up the system, there's some of it there, but there could certainly be a lot more that would make it, you know, really automated and really take out the knowledge required to grow food successfully. So we're working towards this vision of, you know, a plug and play, set it and forget it appliance, where you get your FarmBot, you pull it out of the box, you can set it up in 2 hours, and you plug in the power, the hose, you pour in some seeds, you hook it up to the internet, and you're up and running in 3 hours total, and it's growing food, and in 2 months it's going to email you or text you when the tomatoes are ripe. You know, that's the vision, but we're far from it right now.
You've got quite a following behind it. There's,
I think it's important for us to talk about the success of your Kickstarter and then your community that you're building of people who are using it now and giving you that feedback that you do need, right?
Yeah. So what we've done, I think, pretty well is communicate this vision, right? We're saying this is what we want to build. This is our idea for the future of food. And that has inspired hundreds of thousands of people to watch our videos and follow us on social media and take part in our community forum. And a handful of them, too, a few hundred, have also purchased a kit from us because they say, you know, they are that early adopter type person that wants to be in on the ground floor and help progress this technology from what it is today to that vision. And so, you know, we've been primarily marketing the vision, and that's important for us because if we were to market exactly what the technology is today, well, everyone would just be like, oh, we'll all wait around, and that's neat, but it's not really there yet. But we really need to get people involved now to get to where we want to go. And that's been, you know, quite successful for us. So we launched our product in July of 2016. The first product is FarmBot Genesis, and it covers an area that's 5 by 10 feet wide approximately. And, that FarmBot was and still is, you know, an early adopter technology, but we ended up pre-selling, over 250 devices in the first month of sales. And, we went to manufacture 350 devices and we actually sold out of those a few months later. We shipped them all out. In the beginning half of 2017, and then we've just been, you know, continuing to grow our team, continuing to build the technology and, you know, build software features, improve the hardware design, add more documentation so it's easier to understand and put together, and all this while building a community of our early adopters and of onlookers who want to be involved, but they're, you know, they're still on the sidelines, but they're dipping their toes in. And so this whole time we've been building this community and working towards, you know, the next step, which is that appliance.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Ford's large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and we're still talking with Rory Aronson. He's the CEO of FarmBot. Let's talk about their other venture. It's called Open Farm.
It is a database for how to grow plants. So this whole idea was actually an original part of FarmBot. And then along the way, while we were developing it, we said, hey, this really doesn't need to be for FarmBot people only. We could spin this off, this database off, as a separate project, and it could actually be for everybody. People who use FarmBot, people who use smart garden sensors, people who don't use anything at all other than their hands and a shovel. Because what we were finding is when you look up, how do I grow tomatoes? You find this smorgasbord of advice across the internet. Some of it is from the USDA. Some of it is from universities. Some of it is from bloggers. And everybody has a different format. Everybody has a little bit of their life story that they want to put into the document as well. Everybody, has their own way of telling you how to grow tomatoes. And furthermore, everybody is coming at this from a different perspective. They have different soil growing conditions. They have a different environment. It's a different time of year. They're doing it with a different method, hydroponics, aeroponics, soil-based, vertical, et cetera.
Yeah, or just different locations, or different types of climates.
Exactly. So what we found is that you type into Google, how do I grow tomatoes? How do I grow broccoli, kale, spinach, whatever? And it's very difficult to find information that is going to be relevant to you. So that matches your growing environment, your location, your soil, your growing preferences. Are you doing this organically, or you're happy to spray whatever you want as long as it results in, bigger tomatoes or something. There's all these different results. It's hard to find the ones that are most applicable to you and results that are high quality and, formatted nicely. You find a lot of, again, blog posts that have information about the bloggers, children, and this and that and the other thing, and Thanksgiving was great, and blah, blah, blah. You have all this other information that is totally not relevant to you. And then furthermore, maybe you find a good source of information for a single crop. Does that author provide information for other crops that you're interested in? Probably not. And so basically the problem was there was no Wikipedia, a single source of information that was widespread,
searchable, up to date, all that kind of stuff.
Up to date, it covered a lot of area, subjects or crops. It was consistently formatted, and also nothing that was in particular machine readable. And so we ended up starting to develop this database that we're speaking of called Open Farm, and along the way decided to spin it off as its own project. It's now a nonprofit. It has its own community backing it, and FarmBot is one of the main users of the database. So FarmBot pulls crop information from Open Farm and presents that to the user, and eventually will be automatically using it in order to grow the crops that the FarmBot owner specifies.
So where do you move from here? What's your next steps from getting to the 20-hour setup time to the push a button and it assembles itself box.
Yeah. Well, there's several things. You know, we're going to primarily we just need to improve all aspects of the product. From the hardware side, we need to get the hardware so that it's not a 20-hour setup, it's a 2-hour setup. So that's going to mean partially assembled kits, where instead of you getting a box of 1,000-plus parts, you get a box of 10 sub-assemblies that are pre-built for you, and you kind of just snap them together relatively quickly. It also means, you know, making the hardware more robust and kind of idiot-proof, which we have done already specifically with the wiring and the electronics. Our first iteration of FarmBot had, it actually utilized 3D printer electronics because it is a similar type machine. The problem, though, is that 3D printer electronics are optimized for 3D printing, and we needed something that was optimized for FarmBot. We'll continuously refine the electronics that they're suited specifically for our needs. You know, you have all the plugs that you need, and you don't have to do any complicated wiring. It's kind of, you just plug a few things in, and it's idiot-proof, right? From the software side of things, we need features to be abstracted. So right now, the FarmBot software platform is extremely customizable, almost to a fault, in a sense, where there's so many different controls and settings that you can make FarmBot do anything you want it to do. It's great for the early adopter, the person who wants all the bells and whistles and all the controls and levers. But for the vast majority of users who just want to get up and running really quick, we need to abstract and, in a sense, hide a lot of these little details, little knobs and levers and stuff. And we need to make the most high-level actions available to users. So, for example, you know, we need a button where you can just say, like, okay, I'm in California, and it's this time of year, and I like this dozen variety of vegetables, and you click a button, and it auto plants everything for you. You know, so it figures out the exact spacing and the timing, and you know, it's using this data from Open Farm.
Right, because it knows how far apart to put them and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to Popular Technology Radio, and I'm talking with Rory Aronson. He's the CEO of FarmBot. And let's finish up this conversation with the future of FarmBot.
Right now, you need to go through and you need to choose which plants you want, and you need to put them into the map and arrange them how you want them to be arranged, which is awesome. You get to design your farm, but that will become tedious at some point, and people will just want to click a button and say, fill in the whole space, maximizing the yield, and I want a mix of 20% tomatoes, 10% basil, 30% kale, and whatever, and it figures out the rest.
How far would you guess you are from releasing your next product that's somewhere along these lines?
Basically, each product is going to be closer towards that. We're not going to just all of a sudden release the product and expect, there we go, FarmBot is done. It's this amazing tool. It's going to be an iterative process towards that. So, you know, every 2 weeks, we release new software that has a few more features that make it a little bit easier or more customizable to use, a little more powerful. Every 6 months or so, we've been releasing a new hardware product, which is better in some way, whether it's easier to use, easier to assemble, or, you know, covers more area. So I'm guessing that in about 3 years, we're going to have a pretty robust product that we can reach that kind of like 2 hour assembly time milestone and more or less one click software setup. I think that's maybe 2 to 3 years out.
Very cool. Now, for anybody who's listening, who may be interested for themselves or for others, is there any videos out there that you think you'd like to point people to, or where should people go next if they're interested in this, besides farm.bot, your website?
Well, I was actually going to say our website is definitely the best place to go, because we have a ton of videos that describe the technology. We also have this series that we call the FarmBot Stories, where we've gone with a film crew to some of our customers and filmed them and heard their story of why FarmBot is important to them and what they're doing with it. So we have a story of a young family in Utah that is going to grow their own vegetables because sustainability is really important to them and self-reliance. We have a video of an educator at Virginia Tech University who's utilizing FarmBot for a school project and for research purposes in kind of this multi-generational, multidisciplinary way. We have a video of a nonprofit that is using FarmBot as an accessibility technology. So our website has a ton of information and a lot of very engaging videos that describe the technology, show people using it, and also some documentation videos for, you know, this specific part and this is what it does, and very educational videos for if you're new to this kind of technology or wanting to look at the details. And then our YouTube channel has all of those videos on it as well, so that's a great place to see all that video content as well.
Awesome. Well, I wish you guys the best. It's been very interesting to go from seeing it on Kickstarter to then seeing some, I think I was reminded of you guys by seeing some kind of Facebook ad, or somebody must have shared a video of it, and it's like, oh yeah, this looks like it's really progressing, and it's so cool, and I'm right there with you. I love watching your guys' progress in making farming something that can both be easy and something for people who actually have a day job and need some of it to be automated.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many people out there that, again, they love what we're doing. And they're kind of on the sidelines right now because, and for good reason, you know, because it is still an early adopter technology. But over the next year or two, three, we're going to see a lot of those people say, all right, it's now my time to get involved. You know, the technology has progressed. The newest kits, the newest hardware kits look easier, and like I can do it. And the software looks like so powerful and fun and, you know, quick to use and efficient that, you know, I'm ready to get involved. So we have a ways to go to get there, but we have this great following that is excited about what we're doing, and they've bought into, again, the vision that we've been marketing and sharing. So it's a very exciting time for us.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me so much, Rory. And if anybody is listening, is interested, the website, there's no .com. It's just farm.bot. So that's the site you go to, farm.bot. Rory Aronson, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
That's it for this week's Pop Tech Radio. Go to poptechradio.com if you want to listen to any of our back episodes. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. I'm Jason Masters, and we'll see you next week.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Through exercise.